A Sheriff's Department press release has identified the man as Jason Timothy Bennett. Sheriff's Lieutenant John Lang found him Wednesday afternoon in a South Salt Lake neighborhood. Sheriff's Captain Justin Martinez told us the suspect is from Huntington Beach, California, and in fact has an HB tattoo on the back of his head.
He's just a transient. He has somehow migrated to the Salt Lake area, and he's actually that's why he stole the vehicle, because it was so cold outside. He wasn't used to the cold weather, and he decided to steal the vehicle to stay warm. He has indicated to us that he had intentions of making his way back to Huntington Beach.
The captain said Bennett had stolen the car from a gas station in South Salt Lake on February 6th. He said a pursuit started on the morning of February 19th on Highway 40, a short distance away from Silver Creek Junction, when the suspect failed to pull over on a traffic stop.
The original case commenced just along I-40 at mile marker 2. It proceeded down Highland Drive and ended up on 224 heading south into Park City, where Park City officers tried to engage the suspect. The suspect was able to elude officers and went back north on 224 and got onto the freeway heading westbound on I-80, went all the way down Parley's Canyon into Salt Lake City, where the pursuit was ultimately terminated by Highway Patrol.
The car was later found abandoned in Salt Lake.
And he basically just abandoned the vehicle in Salt Lake City. He ended up coming back to it a few hours later because he needed to get a heroin fix, and he ended up reacquiring the vehicle that he abandoned to go do the deal that he needed to do, and then ultimately abandoned it again, and that's when it was discovered.
The sheriff's office in Summit County started developing leads within hours after the chase and worked with officers in the Salt Lake Valley. Sheriff's Lieutenant Lane said some evidence left behind helped them to refine their description of the suspect. On Wednesday, Lane was in Salt Lake following up on some leads and saw a male resembling the suspect walking down the street near where the vehicle had been left. After talking to the man, Bennett, it was apparent he was the suspect and he was arrested. According to the press release, Bennett later admitted he feared getting caught in the stolen vehicle and he perhaps had heroin in his system during the chase. Captain Martinez commended Lieutenant Lane for the successful conclusion of the case.
Through the hard work and the tenacity of Lieutenant Lane, he was able to locate the suspect and get a confession. This was done with a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, and a commitment to find the suspect who was dangerous and who was reckless when he was led us on a high-speed pursuit.
He acknowledged they had some luck.
You know, anytime investigation, there is an element of luck involved. In this case, there was a couple of things that just happened to fall our way, and Lieutenant Lang was able to utilize that little bit of luck with a lot of investigative skill.
The Sheriff's Department said Bennett has previously served time for several felonies, including first-degree burglary. He was booked into the county jail on several felony and misdemeanor charges, including failing to stop at the command of law enforcement. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.